Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love. And health.
You know those TV shows that feature autopsies where the forensic pathologist rolls the deceased out of the cooler and onto a chilly stainless steel table? You know, like CSI and Law & Order. Well, you never see that pathologist at the end of her workday, walking in the door at home as her partner or spouse says, "Hi, honey, what'd you do today?" Well, T.J. Mitchell asks that question every evening, as he's married to Dr. Judy Melnick, M.D. He's a writer, and Dr. Melnick is a forensic pathologist, and they talk about the work which has produced, in fact, Dr. Melnick's new book, appropriately titled Working Stiff. Dr. Melnick, T.J. Mitchell, welcome to Body Language.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Tell us about this book. What was the inspiration for this, Dr. Melnick?
Well, when I did my fellowship in forensic pathology, that's my training program in New York in 2001 to 2003, during that two-year period, I kept a journal where I documented what I did every single day, what I learned. I wanted to keep track of how I matured and learned as a doctor to become less of a physician and more of a detective.
What is the timeline of the book? What span of time does it cover?
It covers a two-year period. So I had 1 year of training in forensic pathology, which has to do with autopsies for a medical examiner's office, cases of sudden, unexpected, or violent death. And then another year, a second year, where I specialized in neuropathology. That has to do with brain injury.
TJ, what is so fascinating about this story to you as a, we'll call you a civilian writer? Why were you intrigued with the story, and who really saw the book potential here?
Well, it was Judy who saw the book potential. She started keeping a diary as soon as she started work in New York, and that was in July of 2001. And when September 11th of 2001 came along, Judy is one of the 30 medical doctors who identified the remains of the World Trade Center victims. And from that moment on, she knew that she really had not a personal document, but a historical document. And I felt the same way. It took me a really long time to start writing it, though, because every time I opened it up, her raw journal, I could not deal with the September 11th chapter.
Oh, really? Why is that?
It was still too raw. It was, I mean, for all of us, for everyone, and also because we were there. We were in New York. The other reason I couldn't get to it for a long time is because I've spent the last 12 years being a stay-at-home dad, and we have three children, and I always thought that I'd be able to write on the side.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. So
much more challenging.
Right. Now, our children are old enough that that I can tackle this new job.
What is the message that the book Working Stiff will convey, or ideally, what is the takeaway value that you trust people will get out of this book? Because it involves a very special time in American history and in your life, too.
It's a personal story, more than a historical document. For me, it's personal and intellectual in the sense that it shows and focuses on the development of a pathologist to learn how to investigate sudden, unnatural, or violent deaths. And it's not just about the technical aspects of performing an autopsy, though we cover that as well. It's also about my personal response to seeing my first suicide, my first homicide, my first child death, because I had to process that and be able to analyze it as a professional.
TJ, has your engagement with your wife, Dr. Melnick, on this level changed your relationship?
It's funny. A lot of people ask us, "How do you two work together?" I would kill my spouse if I had to work with her. We have always worked well together. Judy and I have. In fact, we got our start as a couple working in theater together as a director-producer team, and we work really well together. And it hasn't. I don't think it's really changed our relationship at all. But it's given us both something new and fun to work on together.
In fact, the book Working Stiff, which will be out, what, in 2014?
Fall of 2014.
Has been optioned as a, what, a television show or series?
Well, yes. It's been optioned by a television studio, and they're going to make it into a pilot.
Wow.
For a dramatic series. It works out. Okay. You never know it.
All right. The obvious question is, who's going to play you, Dr. Melanie?
I think that anybody that I would come up with would probably not be accurate because, again, it's not playing me now. It's playing me 10 years ago when I was 30. So it is a I don't think I can cast myself at this point.
One of the reasons that you're here, Dr. Melanick, is that for whatever reason, you kept a journal, I would assume, because you feel that your life has meaning and purpose and that you're making a contribution. Do you ever wonder why you decided to do that?
Well, I know the reason. When I was in medical school, I had a doctor who was a teacher, a professor, who recommended keeping a journal during medical school.
Oh, wow.
About documenting how we become from civilians to physicians, how you stop thinking like a non-doctor and start thinking like a doctor. And he recommended doing this so that at the end of the year, we could see our development. And in medical school, I was too darn busy. It was very hard just to keep up with the material that I needed to. And what I found in my forensic year in New York was that I had a one-hour commute on a bus back and forth. So that was the perfect time for me to write.
Our guests are T.J. Mitchell and Dr. Judy Melanick. They are married to each other. He's a writer, and Dr. Melanick, M.D., is a forensic pathologist. Together, they have co-authored the book Working Stiff. What do you like about the collaboration, TJ? Because I've always felt that this is one of the highest forms of art to not only collaborate, but do so with your partner.
The collaboration between me and Judy plays to both of our strengths. She has a fascinating story to tell, and I am good at telling stories, but have not led quite as fascinating a life as Judy has.
Yeah, but you're also a civilian. For example, you know, I mentioned earlier, hi, honey, you know, what'd you do today? What kinds of things interest you that don't interest Dr. Melanick?
Yeah, I have found for years since Judy started training in forensic pathology that I've gotten better and better at trying to get out of her the things that I find interesting that she does during the day. For her, the most interesting cases are medical mysteries. For me, I always want to know, where did the murder happen or where did the accident happen? I think in maps, and to her, that's supremely irrelevant. She deals only with the body.
Half the time, I don't even know where it happened. I'm just focusing on the person. And then he says, well, where did it happen? I go, I don't know. I have to go back and look that up.
I find the science really fascinating. As I've been writing this book, I've found trying to explain the science and some of the things that she sees.
But you
see, really
you don't have a medical background.
I don't.
Which is really good. But you're a very good writer, and in this case, an author and a screenwriter. So you ask questions to get beyond the jargon, the acronyms, and the assumptions that Dr. Melanick may make about what people know, because you do this every day, right?
Right. And then he'll send me emails sometimes during the day where he'll say, explain rigor mortis. Use simple words. So that way I know that it's to help him get past a section of writing to explain what we need to convey.
Doctors are also infamous for using the passive voice all the time.
Absolutely.
They don't use the active voice. They say, you know, the exsanguination occurred instead of the patient bled to death.
Or the patient presented with a DCIS. I said, oh, okay,
yeah.
What is DCIS? Ductal carcinoma in situ. What does in situ mean? Where is the carcinoma? It's in the duct. Where's the duct? I mean, we always have to back up. Our guests have been T.J. Mitchell and Dr. Judy Melanick, who are married to each other. He's a writer, and Dr. Melanick, M.D., is a forensic pathologist. You can learn more about their work and the new book, Working Stiff, at www.drworkingstiff.com. That's drworkingstiff.com. You can learn more about us and get in touch, please, at www.bodylanguage.org. I'm Christopher Springman. You're listening to Body Language on Radio MD.